everyone. Welcome to Curiosity Killed the Cat. We're three curious friends.
That's us.
I'm Christy.
I'm Nash.
I'm Yvette. We'll be talking about all things paranormal, supernatural, creepy, spooky, and anything that makes you say, what the f***?
Welcome back to another episode of Curiosity Killed the Cat podcast. How are you, ladies?
Hey,
hi. We're good.
We're ready here to hear your story.
Clink, clink.
Clink, clink.
All right, ladies, how you been?
We're good.
I haven't seen you guys in forever.
I know. It's not the same without you in the house.
Hugs, far away hugs.
We need to welcome you to the stage.
Yes. Welcome. Give me that microphone. Yeah. All right, ladies. So I am super excited because I don't know if you guys have heard or seen on your feeds that we are having an upcoming Richard Ramirez Netflix documentary.
No
I
way.
Did.
Yes.
I think
it's going to be January 15th, I think. Yeah.
What?
So keep an eye out for
that
one.
That's long.
I know. He is actually, I think I started liking criminology, everything. When I got exposed to like stories like that, he was one of at least one of my favorite stories.
Your crime crush.
Yes.
Richard Ramirez.
He got executed, right?
Yeah. Oh, no. He died. He died of cancer.
Suicide?
Yeah, I think he was gonna get killed, but he died before that.
Oh.
I think. All right. So, but I'm really excited because on the net, I saw the previews of the documentaries.
Yeah.
And my old teacher, Gil Carrillo, he's in the documentary.
No way.
I'm excited about too is I was reading on Fox News that a mysterious going back to your story, Yvette, a mysterious radio signal was detected from an exoplanet in deep space.
What? When?
Yes. This was published 2 days ago.
What?
Yes. NASA finds evidence of 10 Earth-like planets in another galaxy.
What?
Okay.
Yeah, it says aliens calling. First potential radio signal from an exoplanet detected. Wow.
Damn, that gives me chills.
What the heck, Naya? Wow.
Right?
Put that up on our IG.
That's yes.
Why didn't you put that up?
Yeah,
bro?
This is content that we definitely.
Guys, no, I'm like, I'm sure these girls didn't know. Yeah.
We didn't know.
So they know.
I thought the Zodiac being decoded was the shit. This is.
This reminds me of the signal that scientists sent out back in the 70s. They just shot a signal out into space using numbers,
okay.
And telling pretty much the signal read like the. Our DNA, what our DNA is composed of, like just different, what we live off of here on Earth and stuff like that. Just so like, whoever grabbed the signal, they knew like, hey, like there is intelligent life out here. Mm-hmm. And they actually, somebody replied, they're saying it's a hoax.
Yes.
You know what this reminds me? I wanted to read you guys. Well, you guys know Stephen Hawking, who's a really famous scientist who passed away.
Mm-hmm.
But this whole like signal and alien life, this guy was brilliant. I don't know if you guys have seen his life, you know. It's not
I haven't.
No,
it's on Netflix. I forgot what.
Ooh,
it's called.
I gotta check that out.
It's really good. But this is him talking about alien life out there. He's quote, we only have to look at ourselves to see how intelligent life might develop into something we wouldn't want to meet. Such advanced aliens would perhaps become nomads looking to conquer and colonize whatever planets they can reach. And if you think he says that because we are like that as humans,
mm-hmm.
wherever we've gone to, we want to colonize, make everything our own, use up the resources. For example, we're disgusting and filthy. We visit this monolith, this art installation, and then we shit and crap all over it. And then we just leave. It's like, if there is intelligent life out there, one, they'd be like, oh, like, we can take these suckers out. No problem. Yeah. Let's use up their resources and then just shit all over the planet. And see, there's something very similar that happened in 1974, but we sent the signal out.
What?
And it's called the Arecibo message. And the scientists sent the interstellar radio message out into space in 1974.
What?
And it said, like, pretty much the message contained, like, our DNA, like, what planet we're from, like, the, like, what, like, what type of, like, gases are on this planet, like, oxygen, carbon dioxide, and
it like, was, our elements and stuff, what we live off of?
Okay. Yeah, like, just, like, giving someone, an, or, like, what our solar system was, so just kind of giving someone, like, a idea of where we're at, if anyone's curious. And somebody replied, but in a version of a crop circle. In the exact same way that we sent them the information, they replied the same way. They're describing, like, their description, where, what
galaxy,
what solar system they're from.
In the 70s?
Back in the 70s.
But if there is another, like, planet out there that does have life, the 70s to us might not be the 70s to them. Like, they could be on a total different timeline.
Yeah, I'll post the crop circle. It's, they're saying it's a hoax, but you know, crop circles are perfect, and you can see, like, the shape outline of the little gray alien, like, what? And they it's in numeric, because obviously they say that numbers is like a universal language. So our signal was in numbers, so they also replied in numbers, and in the exact same way that we sent the signal, they replied. It's trippy. I'll post it, and then. Okay. Maybe during my episode, I'll cover that really quickly, give you guys more details, but
yeah,
that's so trippy that that happened.
I never knew that happened.
That's, I need more details. I need more, more juice.
That's exciting.
I know. Excited. I wonder, so they just kind of gave us their information. I wonder why didn't we, I wonder if we continued having, you know, sending out messages.
Oh my gosh, 2020, the end of 2020, you guys, for sure.
It's going to be great.
I am so excited. Wow.
That makes me nervous. Does it really make me excited?
Why?
What if there is something else out there?
There is something else out there.
What if there is and they're actually communicating with us? Like, I feel like all this time there's something out there that doesn't really care to communicate with us other than, well, no, because the crop circles are definitely something. The monoliths, I don't even know where those are up to nowadays. That's something.
I don't know where they're at.
Oh, well, the monoliths, I heard there, it's like an art sculpture. And they, I've also read that some appeared in Russia and in Europe. So
they're all over the world right now. It's crazy.
So they're not saying, they don't know if it's like an art installation from this artist who passed away. He liked to put up his art in really weird.
It's like Banksy.
Yeah, really weird places. So they're saying maybe he did that, but. They're all randomly starting to pop up, but they don't know if
But it's don't they just pop up and then they're gone?
Some or? No, well they no, the one in Utah, some people took it down.
Oh.
It wasn't like, oh, it mysteriously disappeared. No, like there was like a some stupid ass group that they took That's credit it. For removing it and stuff.
Yeah.
But they were saying that a lot of people that were the park rangers that were out there, you know, because a lot of people started going to look at it, they're saying that they were so disgusting that a lot of people were hiking because it's a long hike and they were shitting everywhere. There is obviously clearly more intelligent than us and would easily wipe us out. So just to leave you guys on that note.
And then you wonder why I'm not excited. All right, sorry, days are
long. And on that note,
yeah.
All right, ladies, are you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, ladies. So, my story tonight is about La Pascualita. I'm just kidding.
No, girl. No, you need to let our listeners on this inside joke of Pascualita, okay?
Pascualita.
Oh, goodness. Pascualita has been a story that I have been trying to cover for a handful of times.
It's been 35 years. Yes, it's like... This is a story.
It was literally our first story.
A story that just can't seem to develop and come to fruition. We've literally recorded at least 5 times and it just does not happen.
And different incidents, and all different incidents. Like the audio was really bad. The mics weren't working. I was gonna skip that one. I was drunk. I was drunk. I was nervous. Yeah, there it was just not happening. So we let Pascualita, you know, go back rest for a little bit, and maybe 2-3 years from now we'll bring her back. Maybe.
For Pascualita. I agree. Let's let her have her moment for a little bit.
All right. So tonight's story is about Blanche Monnier. So I sent Christy a couple pictures so you guys can see who Blanche Monnier is, okay? So my story takes place in 1901. This is over a century ago, but it's still a very, very sad story. So in 1901 in France, France's Attorney General received an anonymous letter, all right? So this anonymous letter says this: Monsieur Attorney General, I have the honor to inform you of an exceptional series occurrence. I speak of a spinster who is locked up in Madame Monnier's house, half starved and living on a putrid litter for the past 25 years. In a word, in her own filth.
Ew. Wow.
End of letter.
Wait, who wrote this letter name?
It was an anonymous letter that was delivered to the Attorney General in France.
Yes.
Yeah. So I did send you a picture of the letter that he received, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the Attorney General talks to the local authorities of where the accusation is coming from, like the house that they're accusing. So he says that they need to look into the accusations, and the authorities are familiar with who lives there. Mm-hmm. They know that in the house, there's only believed to live two people, Madame Louise Monnier and her son Marcel Monnier. Okay, now her son is a very well-respected law school graduate. He's an attorney, and Madame Monnier was a very wealthy widow that once even received an award for the Committee of Good Works for her deeds in the community. Hmm. So she was a really like prestige and sterling reputation, really BPD's nice, kind of like high class. Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right.
So to the point that they were very wealthy, the city was actually named in honor of their old family.
Oh, wow. Like,
okay. So the authorities, like the older cops, did remember, though, that Madame Monnier had a beautiful daughter that disappeared 25 years prior.
Mm.
Her disappearance was not reported or investigated.
Oh,
by
no, girl.
No one.
Uh-oh, who killed her?
She just disappeared. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
She just disappeared. So, when the police arrived to search the house, the mother was described to be calm and collected. Marcel, the son, also was very cooperative with the authorities. But in the attic, they found a room that had been padlocked shut.
What?
Oh, that's not suspicious.
Not at all. Right? So, they opened the room to find Blanche Monnier, the girl that had disappeared 25 years prior.
Oh, no.
Yes. All right. So, now I want you guys to please take a look at the pictures.
Oh, my God. That poor girl. Wait. Did they find her alive?
Yeah.
What? 25 years later? So, how old was she now?
She was pretty. I don't remember her age, but she was
pretty
young. I mean,
beautiful in the picture.
Well, I sent you the picture when she was about 13, and the other ones was like 16, 18. She's beautiful.
She's pretty.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Hold on. Okay. So, You guys saw the pictures of how beautiful she is. I definitely think she's very beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
But, right? So, they open the door to find Blanche Monnier. Let me send you the pictures when they open the door.
OMG. No freaking way.
Girl, this is gonna give me a freaking nightmare.
This yes. is
something like out of Blair Witch Project, yo.
She almost reminds me of the girl from The Ring.
Yes.
No manches.
Wow, yes. She looks scary. What happened to her?
All right.
Why did they do that to her?
She was naked.
That's her skeleton, girl. She looks like a freaking, like she was in a concentration camp.
Yes, for all our listeners, we're going to post the picture so you guys can see what these ladies are in about. So.
Oh,
all yeah. right.
Oh my so, gosh, Naya, this is so sad.
Yes.
Wow. This is a WTF moment.
Yeah, my jaw's on the floor right now.
All right, let me pick it up for you. No,
help her.
I need more wine, please.
Where are the shots?
All right.
So. Right now.
Wow. You see alcohol.
So, she was naked, abnormally thin, weak, and with her head buried under the covers. A police van described Blanche at her bed, and I quote, "The unfortunate woman was lying completely naked on a rotten straw mattress. All around her was formed a sort of crust made from excrement, fragments of meat, vegetables, fish, and rotten bread. We also saw oyster shells and bugs running across Madame Monnier's bed. The air was so unbreathable that the odor given off by the room was so rank that it was impossible for us to stay any longer to proceed with our investigation." End quote.
Yeah. Wow.
They probably didn't let her bathe for years, it looks like.
No, they didn't.
Wow.
Yvette, I'm sending you a picture of the room. Did I send you guys the picture of before and after, right? Like the together?
Yeah, she's so beautiful, dude. Like, wow, she's gorgeous.
And what did she do?
I just sent you guys the picture of the room, and you guys can see it's a filth. Like, this is the room's disgusting.
Oh, shoot.
Wow.
It's like a, como, like a junk room,
it's
huh?
It's like a hoarder's paradise.
Yes, yes. It's really bad.
Wow, yo.
They like hoarded all their stuff, including her.
Yeah, like they just forgot about her there. Wow.
Yep. And she was the daughter too, but all for good, supposedly. All right. So the police ordered the windows to be opened, and in order to even open the windows, they had to remove the hinges.
I'm covered. Sure they were stuck.
Yes. They had been covered to the point that she hadn't been able to see the sunlight in the time that she had been locked up.
Oh my god.
So when the light finally came into the room, they were able to see Blanche covered in a disgusting old blanket and covered in her old filth. Blanche was terrified, could not speak. And she kept hiding her face under her blankets.
She's probably embarrassed too.
Well, she probably doesn't even know how to communicate with others at this point.
Right, yeah. Right. She was so scared of the light, the people, and was described to could not speak coherently. Later, it was discovered that she had not been outside the room or seen daylight for the past 25 years. The police wrapped her up. Mm-hmm. The police wrapped her up in a blanket and took her to a Paris hospital, hospital for observation. She only weighed 55 pounds.
Wow. So it's just her bones.
Yeah. Oh, that's all it was.
Man. Wow.
That's horrible. Yeah. Her room was later examined and found, and in the room were found Liberty across the wall. She had done it with her, like, her nails. She had written Liberty. Mm-hmm.
No way. Like, the it's room, like a scary movie when they scratch the wall right. with their nails.
Right. Ew, no, not like that.
Like, yeah, like that. Yeah, like that. Yeah, like that. Girl, she did not bust out her pen.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. Her room was described to be cold, ill-lit, dust-covered, and the stench was described between a mix of rotten food and mixed with urine.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, imagine she couldn't go out to use a restroom.
Nothing.
No, no, she was that thin. She was probably so weak, she couldn't even move.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, that is so terrible. So, see, I'm telling you, we're disgusting. Why would we do that to each other? Oh my gosh,
I have no idea.
She, yeah, yeah. She well, might have.
Gonna tell us why.
She might have done a trail world. That bearing it up was enough.
Yvette's moving to another planet. She's
yeah,
over
I'm
us.
Over it. I'm so disillusioned. My everything I see.
All right, so. So they questioned the mom. She wasn't having it. She said she didn't do anything wrong. It was all done in Blanche's best interest. Kind of like the whole mother knows best kind of thing.
Crazy. Marcia? See, moms are fucking crazy, yo. Anybody can be crazy, though.
Mother knows best. Yeah, even she locks you up for 25 years.
Oh, no. My gosh. Castigada.
Most people are kicking their kids out for 25 years.
I know. This one's like, you're staying. So,
Marcia. What's the reasoning behind all of this?
Yeah, tell us.
I know. All right. So, Marcel, the brother, insisted that Blanche was an angry and vile woman. He said that he had also only followed the strict instructions of his mother to avoid any type of punishment.
Damn. This lady looks like.
Yeah, she was really strict and was the main of the household and said what she says goes. So, but the hospital only described Blanche to be a frail and scared woman that was extremely excited when she finally received a shower and new clothes at the hospital.
Oh, poor girl.
Okay, so here is why.
So hold on 1 second. So she was probably like in her 20s, right, when she went. She disappeared?
I want to say, I wish I would. I think
because she was a teen in the picture.
She looks old. Like, she looks like an old lady in that mm-hmm. picture.
I want to say maybe like, she was like 16, 17 when she was put
so
in there.
So she got
there,
rescued
when
she was like late 40s, early 50s.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow.
Dang. Her best years.
Wow.
On it.
No way. Wow.
So,
I don't know if they had too much wine or she's just in shock.
I'm so
her like
disappointed.
This.
I cannot believe. Wow.
She cannot believe.
Two ladies are both mothers of little boys. You tell me if this is a good enough reason, guys. So,
yes.
Investigators were able to discover. When speaking to their mother, investigators were able to discover that 25 years before, Blanche was an eligible, rich young woman mm-hmm. that was being pressured by her mother to find a suitor. She was very attractive and well known in the community.
She was jealous of her.
No, but she fell in love with an older attorney that didn't have very much money.
Oh my gosh, no.
So it was not approved by her mom. She was not having it. You, my wealthy daughter, are not married a penniless man kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's
so Blanche threatened her mother that she would run away with the attorney if she didn't allow her to get married. But
she
instead
ran away.
Oh yes. Instead, her mother locked her up in the attic. They insisted that the only way that she was going to be released is if she agreed to never see the attorney again. But she wouldn't budge. She wouldn't say that she wasn't going to see him, so they kept her locked up.
Wow, that's...
Yeah, so even after the attorney died in 1885, the one she was in love with, they still didn't let her out.
That's fucked up. Let her out. What is she going to write to his grave? Like, mm-hmm. I mean, come on, guys. Come on.
Yes. So her family members, or like other family, were told that Blanche had simply disappeared. That's all the explanation that they gave.
And that was good enough back then, huh?
Mm-hmm. But it wasn't just the family that knew about Blanche. Unfortunately, it was discovered that the servants knew about Blanche's imprisonment as well. They later testified that they had heard Blanche crying and begging to be released. They didn't say anything because they were scared of being fired, or Blanche's mom just told them that she had gone crazy. So it was all for her.
All these people knew and no one said a thing.
Right.
Damn, this lady was powerful then. She had a
very powerful one. Definitely. To have a city, you know, named after you, yeah, you have to be. The story went to national news and locals became infuriated about what Blanche's mother had done once the details of the imprisonment were released. So they were really mad. So I'm going to send you guys.
Hell yeah, I'm mad, and it's like a million years later.
Hey, that is very disturbing.
I'm so disappointed. I cannot believe. Poor lady, her whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Gone. And I'm sure she was probably never the same.
Oh, fuck no. You can't be the same after that.
I'm so sad for her, dude. Just her seeing her picture just made me so sad.
Especially back then, I doubt they had resources to help her get better.
Right. You know, it wasn't. Like,
you're
it was
crazy. You're done.
You're mentally ill. Either yeah, you're gonna be in the madhouse forever. Mm-hmm. So those pictures that I just sent you guys are clips of newspapers when the story went public.
Wow, the recluse. Oh wow.
Oh, how sad. But it's a pretty accurate looking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The community said that they wanted to burn down the houses that the prior two servants lived and had known about Blanche. They were really mad.
So the pictures that Nash sent us, it shows like men walking into the room or opening the door, and you see a woman like bony like woman. Skin and bones, just mm-hmm. laying. She almost looks like those pictures when you go to the
Holocaust.
Kind of like that, or when you go to the like the museums and they show like the caveman era, like
oh,
she just
yeah.
has this look of confusion and just like scruffy hair, like just
yeah. And then these articles, obviously, there was photography wasn't really widespread, like where it was printed. These articles are like these pictures are sketched, but they are very accurate to the picture that Naya sent earlier. Wow, yeah. She's
mm-hmm.
and. Wow, this is so sad. Pobrecita. Yeah.
From there, they finally arrested the mom.
Good.
Under, you know, they arrested her.
Good.
But, you know, she was an older woman and already was suffering from heart problems. 15 days after her arrest, she passed away. She could, I think it was the whole, like, her reputation was the whole thing at that time. So I think realizing what she did just threw her over the edge, and 15 days after she was arrested, she died.
Karma, biatch.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
So
what about this damn brother? Where is he at?
Yeah.
So Monsieur finally went to trial, but he ended up going to trial by himself. His defense, and remember, ladies, that he was a lawyer. So at the time, his defense, he argued that he had no control over his mother and was only going with the decisions of his mom because she controlled the fortune, and if he didn't, it would be financial ruin for him.
Oh my gosh.
But this soul was so kind and everything that he said that even though his mom said, you know, we treat her, you know, she's not part of the family, whatever, because the only thing she ate, Blanche Manier, the only thing she ate was scraps of like the servants or the mom left that they didn't eat. That's what she would eat.
That's
what she would expect.
If she was lucky.
Yeah. But he said that even though his mom would say, you know, you can't talk to her, he would sneak in and go and spend time with his sister and read her the newspaper frequently. That was his act of kindness.
I do not believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Negative. I don't believe that at all.
You don't believe it?
No.
He lies.
And she smelled. No.
Yes. Mm. I know. You could, if they couldn't even be there, right?
Yeah. He's going to sit there and enjoy his cup of coffee while he reads her.
With no light?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
so the servants, they testified that they were used to the smell and conditions at this is as this is how it was when they arrived. So that's why they said, oh, okay, it's okay. It wasn't nothing out of the ordinary. Okay. So the courts had a hard time prosecuting Maciere because he really didn't do anything illegal. See, it, at the time, it wasn't illegal to lock up an insane relative. And people thought that she was insane.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. They thought she was a nut basket.
Yeah. So that's why... that's why they couldn't really do anything. But because the neighbors, the community was so mad about all this, it was due to the crowding and poor sanitation in the asylums that they were okay with keeping your family members at home. So the only
in a way, I do kind of think like maybe the asylum is. I mean, she wasn't crazy. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. But they do say like asylums back in the days were.
Horrible.
Freaking
torture. Yes.
Yeah.
But I mean, she went through the same thing.
Yeah, I guess she.
But
did.
Yeah, but she wasn't. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, at France, yeah, at the time, France didn't recognize it as a crime not to free someone who you didn't imprison yourself. So, if Chris, me and Christy are living together, and Christy imprisons somebody, I wasn't being held. Responsible for not letting them out because it was not my prisoner. It was Christy.
Oh my god, the way you can't be an accomplice.
Not at the time, though. So,
damn,
accomplice to murder.
So, ladies, on October 11th, mostly just to satisfy the angry mobs, the court sentenced Maciere to 15 months in prison.
What?
That's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But remember, Maciere again is a lawyer, so he immediately appealed the sentence. Maciere's attorney, because now he has an attorney, insisted that Blanche was free to leave anytime she wanted and no violence was done against her. So again, Maciere had not broken any laws. November, the courts overturned his sentence and Maciere was a free man.
I don't like this story.
Yeah, me neither. Wow, I'm so sad.
Maciere inherited his family's wealth, all except the house, and moved away and died in 1913. Blanche.
How old was she when she passed?
No, this was the brother.
Oh, the brother. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, so he died.
Mm-hmm. So Blanche recovered only to an extent, and she never got well enough to reunite with society. She was never, you know, well enough. She lived the remainder of her life in a sanitarium, and she also passed away in 1913. Only a book was written by Andre Guide in 1930, but nothing else is really known about her story. And that, my curious friends, is the tragic, tragic story of Blanche Monnier.
Wow, that is super tragic. I am so sad and depressed.
I know, it's so sad. Pobrecita, she just, for loving the wrong poor guy.
Wow. Literally the wrong poor guy.
We
all be in prison. I'm just kidding.
Wow. That is so sad. I literally, my heart goes out to her. Like, I feel so sad.
I know it, and it's so sad that her family, you know, did that. I kept thinking
her own mother, like,
right. Oh. I kept thinking of when I was researching this. I kept thinking of Ariel Castro with the three girls and how he kept them captive for so long. But I'm like, okay, that's a stranger, but this is his own her
flesh
mom,
and blood, yeah,
right. So they said that they never really tortured her. But they just never let her leave, and they just, you know, deprive her from food, and it was more like more mental abuse and just keeping her there than anything. But
they
anything.
Had her, like, chained up. In the pictures,
she's
chained up.
Yeah, she couldn't leave, but according to the brother, she could leave at any time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. With the lock and the chains?
Like, and the
window? Locks around your ankles? Like, wow.
I think it was, I mean, I guess they can say they didn't, well, yeah, it's torture, but they also, like, it was a lot of neglect. Like, how do you just leave someone in there like that?
Yeah. And you know, it also said that the neighbors, after the trials, they came forward and they said, actually, we did know about Blanche Monnier. We did know we thought she was crazy. And we did hear her screaming in the middle of the night, things like, oh, when will they set me free, help, and all this stuff. But they kept her, you know, they didn't say anything because they thought she was crazy. And the mom was a well-respected person, very well-known.
Yeah,
they believed that she was crazy and she was just doing the best thing she could for her daughter. But they came forward after the trials and they said, yeah, actually, we didn't know.
Oh, my wow. God. Well, I'm sure there's rumors in the town. Like, I'm right. sure if you're a servant, like, you know, you can't go to authorities, but you know you're going to tell your cousin one day, or you're going to tell, like, you go home but and you tell your wife. Like, so shit like that. You know, we all kind of do stuff like that.
Well, I think
I do believe they knew.
I think one of the servants was the person that had that anonymous letter, because that's the only reason that they found Blanche.
Well, thank God he or she wrote that. I mean, at least, I guess the least mm-hmm. they could have done, because she was going to die in there. There's no doubt about that. Like, mm-hmm. they weren't going to let her out anytime soon.
Oh, and you know what? I forgot to send you the last picture. That is the last picture taken of her at the asylum.
All right, let's see. We're taking a look. She looks her head's shaven, and she looks just like she's balled up in a chair, just
like she doesn't have a soul.
Yeah, she just looks so sad.
She just looks lifeless, really.
Mm-hmm. She gained a little weight, but that's about it. She was never able to fully recover. She said it was said that she understood or was able to recognize flowers and birds, you know, kind of like a child, point them out, mm-hmm. but that's about it.
How awful.
That's mm-hmm. terrible.
Well, thanks for telling us. This is definitely something new.
We're like, well, thanks for sharing.
Thanks for killing my kid.
Oh,
sorry, ladies, but I thought that was definitely a story I had not heard about, but I thought it was worth sharing. You know, it's funny. I was still looking at stuff for Pascualita when I came across the story.
Yay,
so honestly, Pascualita guided me to this bitch. She's like, don't do me, but do this bitch right here. Yeah.
For real, Pascualita's out to, like, not let you tell her story.
Right, yeah. Right. And it was because of her that it was kind of like the relatable things. And at first I thought it wasn't real, so I started looking it up, and yeah, it was real. I also read somewhere that the house afterwards was sold, and they just fixed it up. And people started living there, but I was not able to find anywhere. And I think it's because of it's 100-something years ago that they didn't show an actual location, but they did say that the house was just fixed up and sold again.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess nobody died in the house.
Well, no.
It's no, just but it's all bad. The suffering. Imagine, all the suffering. Oh my God.
I don't think your spirit would want to go back there.
Oh, all the suffering.
Anywhere but there.
I was talking to my mother-in-law, to my mother-in-law's sister, actually. This was a while ago, and she didn't remember the address, but she was telling me out of nowhere, we were just talking about things. She was saying that when they were younger, they used to live in Huntington Beach, and it's a big family, so they lived in a really big house, a nice house in Huntington Beach, and in that house, they said that 2 months in, they actually, while they were living there, they were hearing a lot of things. Like, in the garage, they could hear, like, somebody, like, you're looking for something in the garage. So they always thought, oh, it's rats or whatever. Because also in the garage, they said always, like, a foul smell would come out of the garage. Just, you know, right? Uh-huh. And it was, like, not an ongoing smell, but just the smell that you're like, where is it coming from kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, I guess 2 months in, just very shortly after they had moved in, they actually had to move out because the police department came and they said that somebody had what is it called? Confessed.
Someone confessed?
Yeah, that they had buried a body there. So they had to move out, and yes, they found out that there was a body buried at that house. I don't know if it was in the garage, in the backyard, but there was something in the garage that kept making noise and smell a stench.
Yeah. Where, girl? What street was it?
I don't know. I'm going to ask them. I'm going to ask them, see if they remember exactly where, but this was a long time ago. But yeah, they had to move out. And my mother-in-law's sister had first told me, and then I talked to her a little bit earlier today when we were eating, and she said, oh yeah, it was in Huntington Beach. I thought it was in Costa Mesa, but she said, no, it's in Huntington Beach. And yeah, they had to move out right away after. Yeah, but they imagine they had heard noises over there right before they knew everything, like noises in the garage. And we were talking about that. I was telling her, oh, maybe it's a ghost or something. And Anthony's grandfather, you know, he remembers stories all of a sudden. And he was telling me, he was saying, oh, yeah, at that house. But they said it wasn't at that house. Maria confirmed it wasn't at that house. It was in another house. That he said that every time he would be sleeping, randomly throughout the day, whatever time he was in the room, this lady in a black dress would appear.
In his home?
He's all like, oh, that lady just would bug me all of a sudden. And it was either I was sleeping or I was doing something in the room, and she would just appear and bug us, and oh, I hated it. And then that's when Maria's all like, oh, no, it wasn't there. It was somewhere else. I hope you guys enjoy the story. I hope all of you guys did too. And if you guys have any stories or anything that you guys think we should cover, please send us an email at thecuriouscatpod@gmail.com. Thank you guys. Bye.
Hey guys, just wanted to update you that we have our email and IG up and running. Please send your comments and suggestions to thecuriouscatpod@gmail.com and follow us on Instagram @curiouscatpodcast.
Please rate, review, subscribe, and tell a friend.
Stay curious, and remember, curiosity killed the cat. Wow.